Now, I know that it is pouring down this morning, but it doesn't change the fact, I'm afraid, that we are in a real water crisis here in New South Wales. And when you do think about it, I know that we tend to think about things like the Murray-Darling being dried up, or maybe places like Dubbo or regional New South Wales who are literally running out of water. But here in Sydney, we could be facing a really similar crisis. So, of course, it doesn't help when a mining company requests to dig a mine directly underneath Warrenora Dam in South Sydney. To tell us a little bit more about the mine, Warrenora Dam, and the community's growing resistance against it, we have Catherine Reynolds from the Sutherland Shire Environment Centre. Catherine, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Oh, Tess, thank you for asking us on your program.
So can you give us a bit of background? Can you tell us a little bit about Warrenora Dam and the mine that's been proposed?
Okay, so for people who don't know where Warrenora is, it's about 20 minutes drive south of Sutherland. So it's quite close to the Sydney metropolitan area, and it services most of the Sutherland Shire, so suburbs like Engadine, Heathcote, Helensburgh, Bundeen and Mainbar get 100% of their water supply from Warrenora Dam. And Sutherland to Cronulla, the suburbs there, they get about 30% of their water supply from Warrenora. So we have a situation where the government is now proposing to approve mines that run directly beneath Warrenora Dam, longwall coal mines underground.
And so what would be the effects on the dam if this mine went ahead?
What we've seen so far is quite severe, quite alarming damage that's occurred to the rivulets that are above the mines themselves. Each of the longwall mines that go through there can be up to 3 kilometres long. So they're about 460 metres beneath the ground. And the mines that run through there can be 163 metres wide. So that's 3 Olympic swimming pools wide and up to 3 metres high. And as the longwall machinery goes through there, they take out the coal and they collapse the ground behind them. So there's quite a degree of subsidence that occurs on the surface. So you have rocks that have cracked in stream beds, under swamps, throughout that whole area. And when that occurs, the water seeps through those cracks. So it's lost to the actual dam itself. And if the water does come back out, it can be contaminated with chemicals that leach up through the rock surface.
And so what's sort of the community response been to this mine?
Everybody who has heard about it has been horrified, and it's crossed all sides of the political divide. People are shocked. Somehow this has happened without people actually realising what's going on or how the water supply is being jeopardised in this way.
And I know that you guys at the Sutherland Shire Environment Centre, you guys have started an online petition as well. How's that been going?
Well, it's not online, actually. What we've asked people to do is download a hard copy of our petition and sign it themselves, perhaps encourage their friends or family to sign it and send it back to us. And the reason why we've done that is because we want this matter to be debated in Parliament. And we can't do that with an online petition, unfortunately. They don't make it easy. But if we get 10,000 signatures on this petition, then hopefully we can have it presented to Parliament from the local member here and there can be a debate about it. So far we've got about 3,500 signatures. Everybody is outraged. Everybody is outraged. It's not as easy as doing an online petition. I'm sure a lot more people would have signed so far. You know, if you're just at your computer, you can click on the mouse, click I oppose this. It's much easier. But no, we actually need the signatures, the hard copy signatures.
Well, we'll pop a link up on the website. Catherine, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you. Thanks, Tess.
That was Catherine Reynolds. She's from the Sutherland Shire Environment Centre, chatting to us this morning about the proposed expansion of a mine directly underneath Warrenora Dam, which supplies most of South Sydney's water.